Greetings and sanitation, Urban Manhunt fans. This is Pete Bronson. It's time now for our comments from Alexandria the Great on another episode of So You Want to Be a Hunter. So, Alexandria says it's not just about fighting. You might be the toughest brawler in your neighborhood or even the best shot. And hey, that's a great start, but it's only a start. You aren't dealing with people in your hood anymore. Many of the scumbags you'll be going up against are hardened killers. One mistake, and you'll find yourself gutted in the blink of an eye. That is why intense training is so important. Fighting and shooting is only one piece of the puzzle. You have to have supreme conditioning in order to make it in this game. Otherwise, you'll be gassed by the time you get to your third or fourth crim. Stamina is crucial in this sport. Without it, you are toast. When I was only a few seasons into my career, I met a young man, we'll call him Tucker, who was all set to have his first indie match. It was to be 2 weeks away, so I asked him what he planned to do to prepare himself. He said he was going to sharpen up his boxing skills and work hard on his swordsmanship. Mind you, Tucker was no slouch. He stood a good 6'4", was built like a fire plug. His muscles were less like a bodybuilder and more like a man who had baled hay all his life. Stout as the day was long. He could fight, too. I expected him to be sluggish in combat, but he moved like a jungle cat. I learned all this by watching a bit of his workout, though I noticed something disconcerting. Tucker took a short break between every exercise. I was in attendance to watch his highly anticipated debut, which was heavily hyped because word got around that he was going to be the next big thing. For an indie show, there were a lot of butts in the seats. The first crim he encountered was something of a wild man, coming out swinging crazy with a crowbar. Tucker, though, made short work of him, much to the delight of the crowd. Then came the second one, almost immediately thereafter. Now this one had some skills. She bobbed and weaved, dodging almost everything he threw her way. He ended up chasing her throughout the ruins of an old apartment building before finally landing a killing blow with his sword. Something was off kilter with him, though, I could tell. He was huffing and puffing and stood bent over at the waist with his hands on his knees. All that activity had taken its toll and it was obvious. He finally started moving again, but he was still struggling to catch his breath. That's when a crim with a mechanical arm entered the picture. This guy was a brute, and an aggressive brute at that. Tucker was defenseless against the onslaught as the crim just wailed away on him. It was a disturbing scene, one that could have been avoided had Tucker concentrated on his conditioning. In the end, Tucker lived through the ordeal, but his body was mangled. Look him up a few years back, and he was a shadow of his former self. He'll never walk again, and he remains hooked up to several different machines. That's a pretty sad sight. Just goes to show you that while fighting skills are necessary, being a hunter requires so much more. Learn from Tucker's plight and put effort into conditioning. Remember, folks, this is Pete Bronson, So You Wanna Be a Hunter. Next time, we'll be hearing some words from Sly Fox and Venus Vixen about playing it smart and knowing the zone. Until next time, fans, we will see you in the pits.